Members of the House and Senate Joint Border Security Committee went over with the head of DPS how the $800 million lawmakers passed in 2015 was being spent and what return the state was receiving on its investment. Part of the money lawmakers set aside for the state's border security plan included funds to help county sheriffs working along the Texas-Mexico border. But Eagle Pass Democratic Representative Pancho Nivares says the border security grant program is not for things that sheriffs really need.
What these border sheriffs are calling for is a little bit more assistance in terms of being able to hire more personnel. And really that's it, is the flexibility in the grant program and how the grants are administered and distributed from the governor's office so that they can meet those demands.
The co-chair of the committee, Granbury Republican Senator Brian Birdwell, has concerns that providing county sheriffs access to state money will create a type of economic dependency the state cannot afford.
I think we're very wise to make sure that if the state is going to direct a function here, that those ought to be state employees. I'd rather see a mutual agreement so that we don't create a circumstance where future budget years, we've got to keep supplying state tax dollars to a county entity.
Nivares counters that argument by saying the state is creating the same type of economic dependency for the DPS. He adds the DPS hasn't come close to spending the $800 million lawmakers provided, and the legislature could simply reallocate a portion of those funds. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.